What things are you praying about right now? How could you pray for those requests differently by focusing on God's glory and promises? Hey guys, Andrew here with Unlocked, your daily key to open up your hearts to God. Today we're going to be talking about prayer. We're actually going to be talking about a couple of things from our scripture passages here today as well, which are Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 through 14, as well as Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13. Our devotion today is called Powerful Prayer, and it was written by Kara Campbell. We've all heard stories of miraculous things happening when people pray. We know from God's word that prayer is powerfully effective. But perhaps your experience with prayer feels silent. Or maybe God has answered your prayers differently than you expected. So how do we pray in a way that really is powerfully effective? Well, in today's reading, Moses approached God to plead for his people to be spared after they'd sinned against God by building an idol to worship instead of worshiping the one true God. But here's the interesting part. Moses' prayer was not just asking for mercy for the people. His prayer was not even for himself, his reputation as a leader, or for the sake of comfort. His powerful plea and prayer was for God's honor and glory to be known. Moses prayed, focusing on God's faithfulness to the people. He prayed, remembering God's promises to them. And he prayed his people would be spared from God's just wrath so that the nations could look on and see God's powerful hand and marvel at all he had done in and through his people. What would happen if our prayers were focused on God's glory rather than on our own comfort? What if we prayed with this expectation? God, I cannot wait to see what you're going to do here, even if it's not the answer I want. Show your strength through me. Praying this way takes our eyes off of ourselves and brings them to the one who works mightily on our behalf, even when the outcome isn't what we hope for. He works in all things, and his glory shines even in our darkest days. So, we can remember what he's done for us in the past, his faithfulness walking beside us now, and the wonderful hope of his coming kingdom in the future. We can pray expectantly about what he'll do to show his faithfulness and his glory to all who see. So let's talk about this. What things are you praying about right now? How could you pray for those requests differently by focusing on God's glory and promises? As we read in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, this is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he listens to us. Now again, I would encourage you to take a look at the passages I mentioned a minute ago, Exodus chapter 32, verses 7 through 14, as well as Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 13, to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the cover art that we have on the print editions of Unlocked? Did you know that you can get posters of those? Check out shop.keysforkids.org for more info. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.